It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
I'm walking in the spider webs. Leave a message and I'll call you back. I'm walking in the spider webs. Leave a message and I'll call you back. No, I ain't no hollaback girl, but you know, there's amazing things all around us and we don't even really pay much attention to them. In fact, we find them a nuisance when we walk through them outside and they get in our face and eyes and we're just like, oh yeah, I'm talking about an amazing marvel of nature's ingenuity. I'm talking about the lowly and humble spider's web. Intricate, strong, and rapidly built, spider webs are more amazing even than they first appear. For a construction job done right, you should probably get a spider to do it. Some webs are extremely intricate. In fact, most people assume that the design is purely functional, but this is not always the case. Some spiders, particularly the large family known as orb weavers, actively decorate their webs with extra silk designs known as stablementa. The name stablementa represents the bias of early researchers who assumed that these structures were structural, but the absence of stablementa in the webs of the nocturnal spider strongly suggests that these structures are designed to be seen. Did you know spider webs don't intercept prey? They actually attract them? Did you know this? The presence of deliberate structure dispels another common misconception and misperception about spiders, that they set up in a promising area of insect travel and wait to see what happens. However, many spiders seem to be far more proactive in their web building, webs that are designed to actively attract insect prey, not just trap the unlucky. Man, I thought that was really cool. These guys are really highly evolved. Do you notice spider webs are shiny for a reason? Many insects have better visual perception in UV wavelengths of light. Spider webs are much more reflective in UV light, possibly attracting insects. The decorations may also resemble vegetation gaps where insects are more prone to fly, which would make complete sense. Not only that, though, spiders are pretty sneaky. Decorations come with a risk. While they might attract more insects, they are also more visible to predators who may threaten the spiders. When you see a web with old exoskeletons and egg sacs hanging on it, it could well be the case that the spider left those on purpose as camouflage. But you see, on a scale though, spiders kind of think big. They're not thinking small scale here when it comes to their webs. Overall, web size is also very carefully set. Most insects caught by spiders are small. A larger web increases the odds of catching more flies. However, spiders may not be able to fully thrive and reproduce while consuming solely run-of-the-mill small insects. In a study of orb weavers, most spiders rarely caught more than 2 small insects per day. For true success, some spiders may need the occasional big score, so to say, the rare but desirable large prey, larger than the spider itself, that gets snagged in the web from time to time, may actually be the true reason they evolved this amazing ability. And here's something that just blew my mind, especially if you're going through a time in your life where you feel like you're feeling lazy, you don't feel like you got the energy. Well, you should look for spiders as inspiration. Spiders often replace their web every single day. Many spiders actually replace their entire web every day. Larger webs cost the spider more energy to produce, which really adds up, you know, with each rebuild. Large catches apparently more than offset the increased energy output as well. So really, spider webs are more amazing even than they first appeared. And as I mentioned before, I'd hire a spider to build a building because what an amazing little animal and what amazing little abilities these guys got. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween and one of these bonus episodes all about spider webs. I'll see you guys tomorrow.